So, blue left off here, you'd say I drunk a lot of it. You might ask me then, how much have you
drunk?
Say you had a group of people there, company or something come to dinner. And when dinner was on the table, so they were standing around and waiting to begin, what would you say to them, you know, if you wanted to go ahead and eat? You'd say, just go ahead and
have a seat and have.
Mm-hmm. What'd you tell them? And you might say, don't wait for us to pass it. Just
yeah. Go ahead and make yourself at home.
Yep. If you didn't want them to wait till the food was to pass, but to go ahead and just
help yourself.
Yeah, go ahead and help yourself there. And let's see. If you decide not to eat something, you'd say, I don't
want it.
Maybe don't care.
Don't care for it.
Something like that. Food that's been cooked and served a second time, you'd say it's been
left over.
Mm-hmm. You ever call it a warmed over?
Warmed over.
That kind of stuff. And when you eat, you simply just put the food in your mouth and you begin to
chew it.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Did you ever have a dish that was made out of maybe corn? You just take some cornmeal and boil it with a little salt and water and eat it that way? What do you call that?
Some folks call it a gruel. A mush.
Is that both the same thing?
Yeah.
Gruel and mush, both the same thing. Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Now, what do you call things like peas and beans and beets?
Vegetables.
Yeah. What are some of the kind of, where do you grow vegetables usually?
Well, you can grow them in the garden or in the field.
Let's see. What kind of vegetables do you usually grow around here? Can you tell me about
peas,
some?
Peas, beans, butter beans, corn, tomatoes, eggplant, vegetable eggs, stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned peas. When do you usually plant your peas?
Well, you don't have no certain time. Some folks plant them early.
What about what month you usually plant
them? April, May.
When are they ready to pick? When are the peas ready to pick?
From 6 weeks up.
So about what month would that be?
Well, it'd be on the middle of May, something like that.
Mm-hmm. How long would you be picking that peas? How long would you pick them?
Well, you can pick them right on up till they quit bag.
But how long would they bear?
I'd say around 3 weeks, couple of 3 weeks.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of different kinds of peas do you have?
Well, we have the black-eyed pea, we have the what you call a crowder, yellow crowder, and what you call a Mississippi thin skin, the old whippoorwill, lady finger, about all variety of peas we have now.
Yeah, you mentioned the whippoorwill. What kind of pea is that?
Well, it's just a speck of pea.
You mentioned butter beans. What's another different kinds of butter beans you have?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have the running and the bunched. We have the colored and the white beans.
Mm-hmm. When do you usually plant your butter beans?
Along in April.
When do you pick them? What month?
It takes a pretty good while. You may pick some by the last of June. But you lie.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you, what do you have to do to butter beans before you can eat them? After you pick them, you got to do what?
You got to shell them.
Yeah. People ever say whole beans?
Whole beans.
Something like that. Let me ask you, what if butter beans were big, large, flat ones? What would you still call them butter beans?
Butter beans.
And make any difference what size they call? They all just butter beans?
All butter beans.
Have you ever heard the term lima bean? Or what does that mean?
Well, it's just a small bean. It's still a butter bean.
It's just a small kind of butter bean, I see.
Same variety.